Welcome to the Wise Money Show with Garwin and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial. Get your questions ready and send them to wisemoney@klbbradio.com. Questions about finances, long-term care, insurance, and everything that goes along with preparing for the next phase of your life. Gar and Leanne Lenander have the answer. Email your questions to wisemoney@klbbradio.com or visit them online at wisemoney-klbb.com. That's wisemoney-klbb.com. And now it's Wise Money on KLBB with Gar and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial Services.
Welcome to the Wise Money Show. This is Garwin Lenander doing a solo today. Leanne and I have been fighting the flu for a week or two, and so I'm going to have to do it all by myself. I'm going to talk about something a little bit different today, but somewhat related to where we've been for many years. We're going to talk a little bit about how to protect all of our assets. Now, we know that people buy stocks, and they buy their stocks for growth in income. That's the key. We want growth. We want our money to grow. I just recently talked to a client who had a 6% return on their annuity, and they were so pleased. That's growth. Bonds give you interest and income, and that's, again, why do we do that? To protect our assets, to have growth in our assets. And then, of course, stocks give us ownership with assets. And those, why do we do that? Because we want to own something. We want to make sure that it's part of our investment program so that everything is part of ours. So we buy stocks and bonds for ownership, for growth, for income, for interest, and for ownership. All of these are very important, but we have other assets. We have homes. We have most of the guys that got toys. You've got businesses, and those are ownerships. And those things are very important because we want to have something to either pass on to our children or to continue to grow, to keep growing and to pay us income off on the side. A business is, of course, really very important for people to own and to continue when you get into retirement to pay you money. But the question is, how do we protect all those? Because it's very, very, very important that we protect the most important person or family members that own these things. And what are they? Well, we know we buy casualty insurance to protect our home, our business, our auto. Interesting, I've done several seminars on retirees in there. And I asked them a question about how many of you have your home paid for. And I remember one meeting where three people raised their hands. And I said to them, do you have casualty insurance on your home? Oh, and they said, yeah. I mean, it was like, yeah, you dummy, sure we do. And my question is, do you realize that it's only 1 in 1,200 homes will have a serious fire? You don't have a very big chance. You could pay for that, save all that casualty insurance. The question is, now I'll come back to those numbers in a little while, but how do you protect your stocks, your bonds, other assets? Then the question becomes, what happens if I die? What happens if I'm disabled and hurt or become very ill for the long-term illness? Well, the thing that most people start out with is life insurance. And you say, well, gee, that's, is that going to protect my assets? Well, if you die, yes, it will. It'll protect the family. It gives the family some income. Think about it. A young family father or mother who has a couple kids, if they die, that family is in desperate straits. They don't have any life insurance. Same thing with disability income. Disability income is there. Why? Because if you're disabled, if you're hurt, if you're sick, where's the money going to come from? There is no money coming in. Most people only have enough money to last less than 30 days. And if they're one paycheck away from losing everything. And, of course, long-term care does the same thing. Your valuable assets, your ability, your most valuable asset is your ability to earn money. Pure and simple, your most valuable asset is your ability to earn money. Now, we talk about retirees. Their most valuable asset is time. They need longevity to enjoy the assets that they've accumulated. But for the younger people, they need to protect that family. Their assets are that vital to protecting that family. Now, when we talk about life insurance, of course, there's a couple of different ways to buy it. You can buy term insurance, which is just a temporary insurance. You can buy a permanent plan, which you put in more money today, but in the long run, it'll be cheaper. Which is the best? The best is, when I always give the answer, which is the best is whatever one's in force when you die. That's the best. There is no perfect answer, but you need to have some life insurance. One of the things I have a tendency to argue with retirees is, well, I don't need any life insurance. Well, are you going to die? Well, yeah, but I've got assets. But the assets may be tied up. Maybe the children get to fighting over your assets. Maybe there's a reason that they can't pay those assets out. Life insurance, remember, is paid out immediately to the family. It just comes out in a beneficiary form, and it's paid out right away unless you put it in a trust. So it can be done immediately. And that's why everybody, and in 46 years in the business, I have not run into anybody that shouldn't have some life insurance. And I will argue about that one a great deal. Insurance is bought with your health. If somebody said to a person today, well, a doctor says you've got 90 days to live, go home and get your affairs in order, but I'm going to call my insurance agent, Garwin Lennon, and buy some life insurance, it's too late. You need to buy that with your health. Now, that's life insurance, that's disability insurance, that's long-term care insurance. All insurances of those related types need good health. Now, you don't have to be perfect health, but you need, it's all based on your health. One of the things to think about when you get life insurance is the ratings on those companies. That's something that most people don't think about. And I know we get a lot of ads, and I get them too because of my age. Oh, you can buy this life insurance for only $15 a month. You can buy 500,000. Well, what they don't tell you is something called the rating. That's a preferred best rating, and that's probably for a 10-year term. And so once they get you hooked, of course, then it's too late to back out of it. But you've got to find out, when they quote you those, what's the rating on that? Is it a preferred best, a preferred, a standard, a smoker? Golly, if I'm a smoker and I've got some health problems, that rating, it ain't going to be $15 a month. It's going to be $150 a month, probably. You've got to understand that. And then, of course, your ratings on your insurance companies. They also have a rating. They have a best rating. And they have a standard and poor. They have a whole raft of ratings. You need to ask your agent about, though, what's the rating on my company? Obviously, you've got your big companies, the Prudential and the Metropolitan, et cetera, whose ratings are always very good. But sometimes when they come up with a company called Wildlife of Texas, and you've never heard of them before, they say, boy, they got good rates, but what's their rating? What's their best rating? What's their Standard & Poor's rating? Are they able to pay their claims? How long have they been in business? You need to ask a whole litany of questions, because some companies have the inability to pay a claim down the road. And, of course, we do know that lots and lots of long-term care companies are having to raise rates now because of the claims experience. So it's very important. Now, I mentioned the word claim. What is a claim? Well, any time that you have an insurance policy and you have a life insurance, you have a death claim. Or if it's disability insurance, you have a disability claim. You have to file paperwork with the insurance company to make sure that they have all the information. And the more information you can give them, the faster they're going to pay the claim. Obviously, you have to have a certificate of death on a death claim. But when you have a health claim or a disability claim or a long-term care claim, they have a... It's a booklet that they want to know. When did the claim start? What caused the claim? How long has it been in force? Have you been to the doctor? How long have you been to the doctor? I've sat with quite a few couples and gone through the long-term care claimant forms, and frankly, they're a pain. But that's the only way the company can get the proper information to be ordered to pay that claim. And you can growl and you can grumble and you can complain about it, but they demand that those things are filled out so that they can properly pay the claim to whoever necessary to pay the claim to, whether it's to a hospital or to a family or anybody else. And it's the same thing in a life claim. Who's the beneficiary on the claimant for that policy? The beneficiary. There is a form that has to be filled out. The beneficiary gets the money. Remember, the beneficiary takes precedent over anything in a life policy. So, well, I've got a will, and my will, I'm going to will it to my grandchild. I don't care what the will says. What does the beneficiary on the policy say? Well, the beneficiary is my son. Well, it's going to go to your son. I don't care what your will says. It's going to go to your son. And that's the thing that most people don't understand. The beneficiary always takes precedent over the will. So the key is getting all of the paperwork done properly and making sure that it's all filled out, keep a copy of it, and then you make sure that the thing is done right. One of the questions you're going to have happening is the question, people are going to question price. Is this the best price there is? And there is no proper price. Again, I've never, ever, ever, ever had a claimant say, you know, I wonder if I paid too much for this insurance. You want a quality company. You cannot sacrifice quality for price. The price is not necessarily the most important thing. It's quality and service, and then the price should come in. And if you pay a penny a year more, big deal. That's the thing that you want to be very careful of. Is don't be out shopping absolutely the cheapest cost, because I'm going to tell you, you're not getting the quality by getting the absolute cheapest. Should you look around? Absolutely, you should look around. But you got to make a valued comparison to everything that's out there, and then you buy based on that. Children are also very important on who the beneficiary is supposed to be on these life contracts. Remember, children cannot get money if they're underage. I have that happen frequently. Well, I want to name my child. How old is your child? 12. No. Name a sister, a brother, a somebody who can take care of the child. Because if the beneficiary is named as the child, then they've got to go to court. They've got to have a trustee take care of that money for the child. And that becomes a cumbersome situation, and it's going to cost some money to get an attorney to get that done in a situation. So any agent should not allow you to name a child as a beneficiary. I want to thank you for being with us this morning on the Wise Money Show. If you have any questions, give us a call at 651-436-3997 or 651-365-5000. Thank you for being with us this morning on the Wise Money Show.
Experience counts now more than ever. When it's time to trust your finances to someone else, experience counts. And Lenander Financial Services are financial professionals who specialize in assisting people just like you with personal finance, investments, retirements, insurance, and long-term care planning. Call Garwin and Leanne Lenander at 651-436-3997. That's 651-436-3997. Lenander Financial Advisory. Experience counts.
Thank you for joining us this morning for Wise Money with Garwin and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial. Join Gar and Leanne each Saturday morning at 11:45 for more of the Wise Money Show. Email your questions to Gar and Leanne, and the address is wisemoney@klbbradio.com. That's wisemoney@klbbradio.com. Or visit them online at wisemoney-klbb.com. That's wisemoney-klbb.com. Join us again next Saturday for the Wise Money Show with Gar and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial on Club 1220 KLBB.